Louis Fabricius interviewing Richard O'Hanlon, sculptor, at the University of California, March 4th, 1964. Louis Fabricius interviewing Richard O'Hanlon, professor of sculpture at the University of California, Berkeley, March 4th, 1964. Richard O'Hanlon, would you please tell me something of your early life and art education?
Well, as to the early life aspect, I suppose I should mention something about the being born in California, being almost born in San Francisco, which my folks had planned to be their home, coming south from Washington State by ship, landing in San Francisco in April of 1906, and there was no city. They weren't allowed to stay there. The ship was given fuel and water, and so I ended up being born in Long Beach, which was a very small village in those days, long before oil was found, and grew up in that southern part of the state, Long Beach, for a very short time, later Pasadena, Altadena, where I watched the Mount Wilson Observatory being, the road for it being made, the lenses being pulled up the hill later on as a small boy. And at a somewhat later time, bicycling from our home on the that side of Los Angeles, where there were large wheat fields and a small round back road that allowed me to bicycle some 25 minutes out into the farmland or the completely unbuilt up area. There's a large hole in the ground called the La Brea oil pits, and there for 2 years off and on I helped dig up saurians and birds and on weekends as a sort of a mascot. This was a very, probably a very important part of my formative years, because they're paleontologists from Sweden, Germany, America, of course, had sketch pads, and my first lessons in drawing were of bones on the sides of this rather large pit. And later on we went back to the floor of the Exposition Park Museum and watched these birds with their various numbers from the squares they were dug from reassembled in my first archaeology, paleontology, scientific sort of interest began, which culminated 4 or 5 years later in collecting the eggs of various birds, many of the major species from the ocean that near Los Angeles over into the desert, and most of these eggs are now at the Southwest Museum. It was a stop. It was about this same period of collecting birds' eggs and being involved with the beginning of what turned out to be a career in art, possibly influenced a great deal by a German, I suppose you would call him a lupins and poppy painter. He actually made a living selling paintings of, among other things, lupins and poppies, who lived across the street from our home at that time in the Florence area of Los Angeles. And also next door, a man who was very involved with building a telescope and showed my friend and myself the rings around Saturn and all of these fabulous things in the skies. And another man down the street a ways who collected shells and had shells from all over the world explained something about the beauties of these forms, the shell forms. He even had a left-handed snail, which I gather was very, very rare. And these forms, these colors, textures, the La Brea oil pits, the ocean, collecting coins for weekend jaunts. We would drive down to the beach, or ride rather, on our bicycles to the beach and dive for coins, a fact that my mother just recently heard, and I'm now 50-odd, and she said thank goodness she didn't know it in those days, but we would dive, I think probably Iowans would throw small coins off the pier at Long Beach, and we usually made enough to have a weekend out of it. Then, many, many years later, I came back to San Francisco, which was to have been my birthplace originally, so now I'm back home again, at the end of the grammar school area,